This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Son of God, you are merciful. You are gracious, full of mercy. Mercy is upon all the walls of your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Honor to you, Jesus. Glory to you. Glory to you. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to its going down, your name alone shall be praised. Your name alone shall be praised. Your name alone shall be praised. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. Jesus, we honor you. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Adoration to you. Praise be to you, Jesus. Praise be to you, Jesus. Praise be to you, Son of God. Thank you for your breath. Your breath upon all the walls of your hands. Breath. You are merciful. You are gracious. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name, O God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Your name. Your name alone is to be praised. Your name alone is to be exalted. You are full of mercy. You are full of grace. You are full of light. Oh, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Oh, adoration to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Thank you, Father, for this day. You give us breath. You will show us great help in the Spirit. You will move us forward. You will establish our heart. You will bless us. Come and bless us. Bless us with your things. Bless us with your light. Bless us with your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Son of God. Adoration to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. I want to thank Jesus for the privilege he's given to us to be able to gather here once again. God is merciful. God is faithful. God is good. I feel that God is good is one of the nature of God. God is good, and also the Lord is good. When I said the Lord is, I don't know, you know, when you divine something, say what is, and I now is, the Lord is good. Psalm 145, the Lord is. So they're talking about who the Lord is. They're talking about his nature. We know that the nature of good is love. The clamors of the nature called good is love. Either love for all the saints, or charity, or fervent charity, or the love of the Father, or the love of God. Those are life that is good. So the life that is good, when they say life, a man is good. You say man has attained love. So goodness is measured in the quality of love. You know, in school of biblical truth, I was talking about the nature of Holy Ghost. When I talk about the book of the world, people selling their goods, distributing it. That conversation is called love for all the saints. And that's how the divine it in the book of that Act of Apostle. They said, no one there have anything of his own need. And they saw their point, and twice in that Act 2, in 44, they say, and all that believe we are together, and all things common, sold their possessions and good, and parted them to all men as every man had need. So this thing is good. That's the nature of good. But this nature of good, when you want to interpret it in the light of epistle, is love. So good nature is love nature. How do I know that? When you say, they say for the fruit of the Spirit is love, is the Lord is good. This fruit of the Spirit is love. Can you see? Is love. But when Ephesians want to call the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verse 6, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. So when something is good, is when it carries love nature. When it's bearing witness to love nature. When the expression of that good is love. If it's not giving expression to love, it's not good. That's why faith that is not working by love is not faith. Or what James called, show me your faith by my work. I will show you my faith by my works. So how you vet good is love. Is love. What is the nature of his love? Nothing is good if it does not carry love nature. And that's one thing why we know that the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because it does not carry love. It brought death. Because love is life. Because anything where you find love, you find life. Or the good that was in the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the life there is called death. It's a way that seems good to man, but leads to death. The ways that seem good to man, that leads to destruction. As what I was teaching last time, is destruction. Now I was separating between death and destruction. That destruction is higher than death. Why he said, do not fear he that can kill the body, but that cannot kill the soul. But fear he that can both kill and destroy both the soul and the what? And the body in the air, the body and the soul in the air. So we can see clearly that how you measure good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, one thing that does not, though that will make you wise, but is it wise into love? But it does not make you wise into love. You know, and I love the way NIV put in that book of Romans. This NIV say, everyone has heard about your obedience. Romans 16:19. So I am full of joy over you, but I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. So when you say, you know, I was talking about the philosophy of this world, which comes from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, that are be civilization, be culture, be traditions of men, be the value system, perception, and that are beyond that are shaping men. And that when they say no man is good, that means when they say no man is good, that means men are not conditioned by love. Men are not wired by love. Even natural affection, natural love were corrupted, became corrupted. So Romans 16:19 in KJV said, for your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf. But I would rather have you wise unto that which is good. So to be wise unto good is like Timothy that was wise unto salvation. To be wise unto good is to be wise unto God. Because God is good. The Lord is good. So to be wise unto good. I want you to be wise. Romans chapter 16:19. To be wise unto that which is good. And who is good? The Lord is good. God is good. So to be wise unto that which is good is to be wise unto the Lord. Is to be wise unto God. And with God, God is love. To be wise unto good. I think nothing, no one can be good if you have not been subjected to the training of wisdom. So when they say that tree is good, Genesis 3:5, when the woman saw that the tree was good,
for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and it, that to be desired to make one wise. So you see that when you are wise, you will be wise unto something. I think when you take that tree, when you become wise, you will attain good of that tree. But we know that the good of that tree is not good into life everlasting, but it's in good into death. It is the good that death called good, and that destruction in the light of destruction and death. So you are going to attain to death. There's a way that seems good to man, but the way is a ways of death. There's a way that seems good to man is a way of destruction, or it seems right. So in that Galatians chapter 5, he said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, all righteousness, and truth. So we see that fruit of the Spirit, which is love, this is a character of love. Love is good. Love is right. Love is truth. Love is goodness. Love is righteousness. Love is truth. Even they told us that when you move into the word of truth, you have to speak in the truth in love, that you might grow up into him in all things, Ephesians chapter 4, 15. So you cannot move into the arena of truth. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. I like this kind of growth. If you are speaking the truth in love, that means you grow up into him in all things. And when you are growing to him in all things, you grow in love. You grow in love. Our growth is in love. The measured nature and stature in your love expressions. With 1 Corinthians 15 was giving us love expression. Charity envieth not. Charity suffer long and is kind. Kindness, long suffering. Charity envieth not. Those are expressions of love. And when you look about these expressions, they are what? They are goodness. They are good. You know, last time I was ministering to us here in School of Biblical Truth, I said that there is goodness that a natural carnal man can see. It's different from a goodness that a spiritual man can discern. A carnal man, a natural man, cannot discern the things of the Spirit. It's foolishness unto him. When you see goodness that is spiritual, natural carnal man cannot discern it. 1 Corinthians 2:17. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. They are spiritually discerned. You cannot discern spiritual good except you have spiritual discernment. And how do you get discernment? You get discernment by wisdom. Nobody can gain spiritual discernment without wisdom. That's why immediately you check that 1 Corinthians 2, before they arrive there, They said, we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect. That means before a man can become perfect or can be all star or perfect, means is whole, is entire, is complete. It's because he has intermingled with wisdom. He has intermingled what? Wisdom. So it must be spiritually designed. So you can, if you are not spiritually discerned, you cannot discern good that is spiritual, let alone good that is divine, or good that is everlasting. Because I said that the intention of the Lord in this season is to give birth to us into everlasting life. We want to be born into everlasting life. So without spiritual discernment, I cannot receive. Not know what is good in the spirit. And I cannot attain spiritual discernment if they have not speak wisdom unto me. For if I'm going to gain spiritual discernment, I must assess spiritual wisdom. If I'm going to have divine discernment, I must have assessed divine wisdom. So wisdom is what grows spiritual discernment. Without wisdom, I will not grow spiritual discernment. Without wisdom, I will not go divine judgment. So it takes wisdom to grow what? To grow discernment that are spiritual, or discernment or judgment that are divine. Divine judgment is grown by wisdom. And I cannot grow wisdom if I am not meek. There must be some level of meek heart. Because if I'm not meek, I will think that I'm wise. So no one that is going to be wise or going to gain wisdom so that he can grow spiritual discernment and judgment without being meek. They will not speak wisdom. They will speak wisdom to them that are mature, perfect. And one of the characteristics of being perfect is that you are meek, you are lowly, you are contrite in heart. You are ready to be instructed. I love the way Proverbs put this way. Proverbs 1 from verse 2 to 5. To know wisdom and instruction. To know. So yeah, it's not just talking about precepts. It's talking about knowing. Not just knowledge. It's not just knowing scripture. To know wisdom and understand instruction. To perceive words of understanding. To receive instruction of wisdom, justice, that justice there is truth, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety. Now, I was telling you about subtlity. I said subtlity is going to be to have why. Because they said the serpent was more subtle than all every other beast. And also, they taught in the book of 1 Corinthians that I fear from 2 Corinthians 11, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. That subtlety means it's a kind of wisdom. When you are soft, you have discretion, with caution, with way to able to go about things. So your mind should be corrupted with simplicity that is in Christ. So you can see here, they were saying that in that Proverbs chapter 1, that to know wisdom, if you want to know wisdom, and you want to know instruction, you want to perceive words of understanding, and not only to perceive words of understanding, to also receive instruction of wisdom. So that means where wisdom can instruct you, and to receive instruction of justice, which is truth, and to receive for instruction of judgment, to receive instruction of equity, and to give subtlety to the simple. And to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear. And you know something? A foolish man cannot hear. Now you see a man that says, a foolish man talk before he listen. It's in the book of Proverbs. That's the foolish man. It's not wise. But a wise man, first of all, a wise man, when you bring a matter before a wise man, he will sit down. He say, you talk. He will hear from people. So they came to receive counsel from him. But he will hear them. In hearing them, he will know wisdom. He will receive instruction. He will receive truth. He will receive judgment. He will receive things. He will receive subtlety. He will receive knowledge to be able to know how to counsel. But a foolish soul, when they say, I want to come and see you, sir. I want to come and talk to you. He will cut people and make verdicts. But when you see a wise man, he will hear. He will hear you. In fact, he wants to hear. He wants to hear and hear and hear and hear. So that by hearing, he can get wisdom. And before he will speak. So a wise man will hear. And what? He will increase learning by hearing, by true hearing. And a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. So you can see when a man that is wise, because he grew his wisdom further by hearing and by learning. Even sometimes he learned from men that have lower wisdom than him. So by the time he gather things here, and increase, because by wisdom, you gather substances. You will gather substances. Even from quarters that every man will despise. And what will make him to gather substance from where every man will despise, because it's meek, it's lowly, He's loading his mind. He does not think of himself as he has attained. So he can keep hearing and keep learning so that he can attain wise counsel. You see, a man does not think that he has attained. It's the attitude of Paul in Philippians. Attitude to keep hearing. Attitude to keep learning. He keep learning by perceiving things from people. He perceives instruction of understanding from people. He's trying to say, wow, this person has an understanding area that doesn't have understanding him. The Lord give us understanding. You see, Paul. Paul has done many things. So Paul is a man that has learned the law and the Torah. He has learned from the best school. He went to the school of Gamaliel. He said, everything that he has learned, he said, he can't then but dunk. And he has also learned the faith of Christ. He said, he can't, the faith of Christ that you have learned, he can't for loss. Then, yet, not that I can't all things, but love for the excellency. Because of the, for the excellency knowledge of Christ, he wanted to attain to excellency of the knowledge of Christ is all my law. For whom I have suffered the losses of all things, and do count them, but so he suffers some losses of, the thing that he suffered them for losses are the things of Christ. The things that he can't dunk are the things that he learned through the law and through the Jewish Judaism and from Gamaliel, that I might win Christ and be found in him. Can you see pursuit of a man? Can you see? Where every other body will boast in their wisdom. You know, that was one thing that Jeremiah charged men not to do. Let only the wise boast in his wisdom and the prudent. But if anybody will boast, let him boast in that he knows the Lord. Jeremiah 9:22-23. Thus speak, thus says the Lord. Even the carcass of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as a handful after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness. I exercised judgment. I also exercised righteousness in the earth. For in this thing I delight, saith the Lord. So I just wanted you to see that a man cannot attain good that is spiritual, which is the good of Christ, let alone attaining the good of God, because God is good. He cannot attain the Lord is good, and the God they made Jesus both Lord and Christ. He can't attain the goodness of the Lord, which is Christ. Neither can he attain the goodness of God, which is divine good, except he has spiritual discernment, or he has attained divine judgment. And there's no way you can attain spiritual discernment and divine judgment except you are wise. And you cannot attain being wise except you have given yourself to hearing and to learning, ready for you to be instructed. You must have been instructed by instruction of wisdom. You have been instructed by instruction of understanding. You have been instructed by instruction of justice. You have been instructed by instruction of truth. You have received instruction of judgment. You have received instruction from equity. You have been given subtlety. And you have been given knowledge and discretion. And by reason of that thing, you have increased learning and you have attained to understanding of wise counsel. Can you see? It's a lot of labor. Can you see a lot of labor? When you see men can be hearing knowledge and they are not coming to attainment, where they are wise, like that Romans chapter 16 says, I agree that you are wise unto that which is good. I say good can be either you are into the good of the Holy Ghost, the good of the Lord, which is Christ, or the good of God. So that nobody can attain into good. You can't attain good until you are wise. And you cannot be wise. Just as what I've been saying since 2-3 weeks ago, that the philosophy of this world, not meant to attain to the good that seemeth good, that seemeth right to man, that but lead to destruction and that lead to death. So you need to have some level of what? Wisdom. And there's no way you can attain to wisdom if you're not meek. Because it's a meek man that they can guide. It's a meek man that they can teach. It's a meek man that they can hear. It's a meek man that can receive. A proud man cannot receive. Because a proud man does not sometimes feel that he needs help from anybody. He can't receive from anybody. He can't receive. When you see a man saying, oh, what I need is my Bible. I don't need church. That's a proud heart. Because in the church, every joint supply. So when you see the way Ephesians chapter 4 was described, by which every joint supply, or you read Colossians, that say the nourishment, you use the word, by the nourishment in Colossians 2, and not holding the air from which all the body by joint and band having nourishment, minister and came together, increase with the increase of God. Colossians 2:19 and Ephesians chapter 4. You see, I see a lot of folly in a lot of people that call themselves believer. Say, I don't have anything to do with church. I can read my Bible at my home. Just me and my God alone. You see, you are. It's a sign that you are denying ordinances because you cannot grow. You need by what everyone remember, the supply. You need, it's in supply that you become knitted together. Then you grow up together in love. Because how they measure growth. So you say people in the body of Christ, they have offended me. Church people offend me. No. You see, you offend people, they're going to offend you too. When you offend them, they offend you. You forgive them, they forgive you. But you need nourishment. And it's a man that can take nourishment, a man that can receive. Not receive from God alone. You mean to receive from men. He say you be attained to wise counsel. If it's wise counsel, men must counsel you. Ephesians 4:15 say, but speaking the truth in love, who has been speaking the truth in love, both the fivefold ministry and every other member of the body, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, the frame joined together and compacted. If you don't like to be framed together, you don't like to be compacted together with your brethren, you want to be stand alone. You don't want to be compacted together. You see, nobody will attain wise counsel, wise judgment, subtlety, wise understanding if you are not able to be compacted. You are not able to be fit together, fitly joined together. You don't like togetherness. Any man that don't like togetherness, that would say, how good and pray for brethren to dwell together in unity. You don't like together. Hebrews 13 says, do not neglect the assembly of yourself together as the custom of some are. You are Sunday member of a church. When they call for women meeting, you don't stay. When they call for couple meeting, you don't attend. When they call for brother meeting, you don't attend. When they call for sister meeting, you don't attend. When they call for teenage meeting, you don't attend. When they call for yoga, you don't attend. You just like to be a lone person. You will never be wise unto that which is good. You will not be wise unto the Lord. You will not be wise unto God. That will say, even in Holy Ghost church, that will say, and they gather together in one accord. It must be together. Anything that doesn't like togetherness will never please God. Even when we die, we get to heaven, all that will take place, we are going to be together. If you don't learn to be together in the church, you won't be together when you get to heaven. Because it's in our togetherness that we edify. It's in our togetherness that we grow up together. That's how we attain judgment. That's how we attain justice. That's how we attain into knowing, to know wisdom and to know instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to receive instruction of the wise, Proverbs 1:2-5, and justice and judgment and equity, to give something to the simple, to the wise man's knowledge, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear. You must hear people. You must hear men. A wise man will hear. When you don't want to hear men, you are not wise. So what is the sign for son of wise? Is that you are meek. You see the character of a man that is wise. James chapter 3. Who is a wise man? And endue with knowledge among you. Let him show forth a conversation. What is the conversation of a wise man? Let him show forth a good conversation in his work with meekness of wisdom. But if you are bitter, you are bitter against church. You are bitter against spiritual authority. You are bitter against pastor. You are bitter against brethren. So because of that, you are no longer like to be together with brethren because they offend you. Because you feel that they step on your toe. Then you have become bitter against them. Such a thing, which he said, be careful. Let a root of bitterness spring out of you, defiling many. Hebrew chapter 12, 15. Look diligently, let any man fall of the grace of God. What's the grace of God? The grace of God will never be taught. For the grace of God that brings salvation and pure to men, teaching us. You are not going to be taught by authority. You are going to be taught by your brethren to learn from others. Or you say, no problem. You know, some people go and say, okay, me, I don't want to go to job, but I'm going to start Bible study in my house. Me, my wife, and my husband, and our children, and some of our friends come together. You're a liar. There's no truth in you. You can't stay in your house with some of your folks and now begin to do Bible study. God set in the church, first apostle, secondary prophet, thirdly, working on miracles. 1 Corinthians 12:33. And God has set some in the church, first apostle, secondary prophet, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healing, health, government, diversity of tongues. God set it in the church. If you go against what God has said, you are going against God. When God, in Acts of Apostle, Acts 13, 1 to 12, and there we are in the church that we are at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simon, that was called Ninja, and Lucius or Cyrene, and Mane, which had been brought up with Herod, the tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Can you see all of them? They are prophets and teachers, but they were together with the church. They didn't say, me, I'm a prophet, and set with the same way. They were in the midst of the church of Antioch. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where I called them. This is out of 13. After they have gone for the word, they returned back to Antioch and came to give accounts. They didn't say, no, we are now in itinerary ministry. We don't need to return back to church. They went back. After their first missionary trip, they returned back to Antioch, where they have been sent forth. Acts 14, 21. And when they have preached the gospel to that city and have taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirmed the source of the disciple and exhorting them to continue the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they have ordained them elders in every church and have prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord and on whom they believed. And after they have passed through the Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they have preached the word in Perga, they went down unto Attalia and hence on said to Antioch, from whence they have been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they went to fulfill. They went back. So what kind of ministry are you that you don't like to go to where they are sent before? And the just saying, and when they were come into Antioch, they have gathered the church together. They rehearse all that God have done with them, and how he has opened the door of faith unto the Gentile, and they abode a long time with the disciples. They didn't come and give report and for their stay in their houses. They said they abode there for a long time. Maybe they stay another 3 years before they went for the next missionary trip, or 4 years. But now we have different kind of evangelists, Roman evangelists, Roman prophets that don't have church that they submit to and they gather with. We have many online evangelists, social media prophets that don't have local church that they submit to. Apostles that are Roman apostles. Campus evangelists, campus pastor that don't have a local church that they are planted in. That is not the manner of the fathers of it. Where are we finding that kind of lifestyle that we are living? And that's why we are not increasing. It's a sign that we are not meek, we are not lowly, we are not contrite. We are not ready to know wisdom and to know instruction so that we can perceive word of understanding and so that we can receive instruction of wisdom. We can receive instruction of truth, of justice, and receive instruction of judgment and instruction of equity, and they can give to us subtlety, and they can make us as a young man, young women, where we have knowledge and discretion, And as a wise people, we can hear and increase in learning, and we can attain a man of understanding and attain white counsel. So there's a lot that we can do. There's a lot of things that God wants us to grow into. What brought me to this thing? Just as the word, our philosophy and this it and train men to remain of stature. Likewise, also, there's a wisdom at every layers that you can grow in wisdom so that you can attain good. Because Romans 16:19 says that you should be wise unto that which is good. So I cannot attain good without wisdom. So we can see that the wisdom part that I must spiritually discern is to discern what is wisdom of Christ. So the wisdom of Christ is three. The wisdom of Christ is faith of Christ. The wisdom of Christ that is spiritually discerned is hope of Christ. The wisdom of Christ is charity. So when you say, I'm learning Christ, the wisdom of God, learning Christ, the wisdom of God is learning faith, learning hope, and learning charity. So faith, hope, and charity, another word for learning wisdom of Christ or learning spiritual wisdom of Christ is learning righteousness. So faith, hope, and charity are wisdom. When 1 Corinthians says, Christ is made unto us wisdom and power. For Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So Christ as a wisdom is learning of faith, learning of hope, and learning of charity. When you say a man has learned Christ, a man has learned Christ as a wisdom. To learn Christ as a wisdom is to learn faith. Until you learn faith that worketh by love. That love is charity. You will learn faith and learn hope and learn charity. So learning faith, hope, and charity is learning righteousness of faith. When they call it righteousness of faith, that is wisdom. That is Christ made unto the wisdom of God. When they say we speak with wisdom, Christ, we speak wisdom, Christ, is that you are speaking righteousness. To speak righteousness, you are speaking faith, hope, and charity. So that is wisdom. So you must spiritually discern faith. When you say a man spiritually discern faith, I mean, his mind is wise in the faith that is spiritual. Now I was saying something. That every life is that is good. How you say a man have attained good is that a man have attained life. And the expression of life is love. So when you learn faith, and love that is in Christ Jesus, or commandment of love, is what they call the doctrine of baptism. That means a man that has been baptized into the life of repentance and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. When you say repentance and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, the attainment of that life is his love commandment that you are keeping. 1 John chapter 3:14 says, we know that we are passed from death to life because we love. How they know you have arrived in life is that you love. That's why we heard of your faith and your love for the saints. So your love attainment is your life evidence. And your life evidence is your good evidence. Let all men see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So the good that a carnal, natural man can discern is the good of faith and love for all the saints. But there's a love that carnal, natural man cannot discern. That we take men that are spiritually discerned. And you cannot attain spiritual discernment except you are wise unto that which is good. And that which is good is that you are wise unto the faith, the hope, and what? The love that is in Christ Jesus. And the faith, the love, and the love, that's the God, you have to have spiritual discernment. Because what they spell out as the characteristics, expression of that faith, a natural carnal man will fight it. You will not see that faith like the faith you have used to receive things from God. Because when that faith is coming against arrangement that this war has conformed you to. The hope is not the hope that this world has painted the gospel to you. Because there's a way when you are learning faith in the Lord Christ and the hope that is in the Lord, the faith and love for all the same. What you hope there is to go to heaven. That's the hope that every Christian, let me make it in life. I use God then I make heaven. In fact, if you are a Yoruba man, they say, oh, for shereje. He used heaven as a prophet. That means you will live your life here on earth and not use heaven as a prophet. Oh, for no shereje. Ere is gain. You use heaven as your gain. But that is not primarily what the faith and the faith in the Lord Christ, repentance and faith in the Lord Christ, is to produce love for all the saints. But you see many Christians, they say that they have faith. Faith that they have is to kill people. Faith in the Lord Christ is to kill people. All my enemy, fall down and die. All they that do me, fall down and die. They are not using their faith to deny their flesh. It's faith that gravitates the lost things that this world, the knowledge of good and evil, has not only programmed our mind, our heart, our conscience, even by actual member, he has programmed it. So, oftentimes, faith is not teaching us to deny motion of sin in our body. This in our body. It is not teaching you to deny this in your mind. Perception, intention in your heart. Thoughts that are not spiritual. Ways in us that are not his ways. The way we want to be seen. The way we interpret life. That we are not ready. We still want to keep those ways. We are not ready to lay down those ways and submit to the way Christ said things should be done. The way scripture spell things out. We don't want those things, my brothers. Why? Because we are not ready to follow the wisdom that is higher than us. We prefer the wisdom of men. We prefer the wisdom of this world. We prefer the wisdom of the ruler of this world. And we prefer the wisdom of the princes of this world. And all this wisdom, they come to naught. Is let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. That Jeremiah that we just read. They come to naught. We are not ready to go into the wisdom that will cause us to have spiritual discernment. Because it made you begin to submit yourself to the wisdom called Christ. Wisdom called Christ will grow your spiritual discernment. Because wisdom called Christ will begin to open the blindness of your heart. And we take away ignorance from your mind. Take your blindness of your heart, ignorance of your heart, and darken understanding that you have. Understanding that you have in you. Wisdom of Christ. We begin, God, a wise man, we increase in learning. That when you need to learn, when you come into wisdom, you will grow in your learning. 2 years, you will grow. And when you mean to grow, you will see what you have called life before. What you have, even when you are born again, and you use faith in the Lord Christ, what you have used the faith in the Lord Christ to attain, you will see that this thing have only been using faith in the Lord Christ to gratify motion of sin. I've not used it to crucify and mortify. And why you cannot mortify? Because your discernment that I have with me, things that are enemy of God, I have with me enmity. I am housing enmity within me. I'm housing enmity to spiritual things. And when I have housing that enemy to spiritual things, I will never attain to spiritual stature. So I want to attain spiritual understanding. I want to attain spiritual wisdom. I want to attain spiritual stature. Because why? I am not ready to submit myself to a wisdom that is not carnal. A wisdom that is speak to them that are wise. A wisdom to men that are meek, that know that they don't yet know. You know, some people know Bible. They quote the Bible say, Bible say, Bible say. Every time you try to help them to grow in spiritual discernment, they use Bible to bamboozle you. Because they are not meek. They are not lowly at heart. Nobody that will learn Christ. Come unto me, all that are heavy laden and are burdened. I will give you rest. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. When it has to do with soul finding rest, that a man must be meek to learn. To make a man realize that what I need is not a natural thing. Because I can have natural thing and Holy Spirit are still having dominion over me. I can have natural thing. Sin is having dominion over me. Because sin is not natural. Sin and the father of sin are fallen spirits that became perverted. They are the one that design sin, and sin is a falling wisdom that are woven himself to every fabric of man. I'll say that if through Satan came through subtlety, deceived him and begat Eve and corrupted his mind. And it's possible for you to also be corrupted as a baby in Christ. If within you have corruption. So you need wisdom of truth. You need wisdom of justice. You need wisdom and instruction of righteousness to raise you, to begin to see things that are things that you are under, that have subdued you, that have ruled over you, that have kept you, have kept in ignorance, have kept in blindness, have kept you in avail your mind and your heart from realizing that what you have been using is this war. What you have been under is vain deceit. Philosophy, vain deceit, tradition, custom. Though sometimes you say you are fighting religion, but you are only using the wisdom of this sort of religion, and you are still in that bondage. Your life is run by fear. You are all through your lifetime subject under the bondage of the fear of death. You are subject under the bondage of the fear of destruction. You have not found keys of hell and death to find deliverance. Because you are not ready to come and learn faith that is spiritual. So there's a faith that is for a babe. You are only interested in faith that's for a babe. And so long there's a faith in the babe, because the people that they will give spiritual things to are children. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become as such as have need of meat and not of strong meat. So you can't jump from meat to strong meat. You jump from meat to meat, then from meat to strong meat. And we find that why? For everyone that uses meek is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But strong meat belong to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern, spiritual discernment. To discern both good. You see, for you to be wise unto good, you need to have discernment, spiritual discernment. And you cannot attain discernment until you have undue properties of wisdom. And property of wisdom are property of faith, hope, and charity. They are spiritual resources. So when a man is learning wisdom, called Christ, a man is learning spiritual component, spiritual resources, which is righteousness. Everyone that uses me is unskillful in the word of righteousness. So another word for wisdom is righteousness. To attain righteousness is to attain wisdom. What is righteousness? To attain what seems good to God, not to man. Because there's that which seems right to man. The end is a way of death. There's that which seems right to man is the way of destruction. So abandon what seems right to man. Come and see what's meant right to Christ. What's meant right to Christ is Romans chapter 1, 16 to 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to everyone that believes it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God. And what is the power of God? It's Christ. For Christ made unto a power of God and wisdom of God. But you don't start with the power of God. You start with the wisdom of God first. You got wisdom before power. Christ must be your wisdom before Christ can become your power. Power is when you are moving to life. How do you attain power? Before power, you must have been spoken to you. And we speak wisdom, and that I'm a prophet. Once I've not spoken, twice I've had all power. Because, so before you can move into power, you must have been spoken to. And when they speak to you, you are speaking wisdom. So wisdom comes before power. You cannot attain Christ, the power of God, if I've not attained Christ, the wisdom of God. You must also learn wisdom. And they speak wisdom to you. Once have the Lord spoken, twice have heard. So you must have heard twice. You hear false knowledge that preacher preach. Then you hear wisdom talking to you. Because you need a lot of knowledge for wisdom to start using knowledge to speak to you further. It's like, say, come by hearing and hearing. Once have the Lord spoken, twice as I. You must hear twice. The hearing twice is wisdom not teaching you. You are not learning inside. Wisdom teach you knowledge. Wisdom come and teach you experience, application. Then you move into the zone of power of God. It's when wisdom teach you experience. Power is to bring to performance. Performance of learning that you're undergoing, that wisdom is teaching you. So wisdom will first of all come to you through knowledge, which is precept. When you have gathered precept, you have gathered knowledge, then wisdom will come to cause you to know. To come and know. Knowing there is not just knowing. Knowing is wisdom. You are becoming wise. To generate conversation. So that power to be for performance. Or power to attain to life can be given to you. So there is a spiritual ordinance in the spirit. Before, when you first of all taught, you gain knowledge. Then a man of knowledge, you have strength. Then wisdom will come and use the knowledge that you have. To come and bring you into wise understanding. Wise instruction, wise counsel. Then you stand on it. Then without wisdom, telling you, no, don't do like that. Don't talk like that. Don't behave like that. At the moment you do it, you have a the power for your conversion is released to convert you and change you and transform you and renew you. You are turning to life by power. That was what he was talking to a church in Timothy. He said, ever learning, but never to come to the knowledge of the truth. So they have the form of godliness, but deny power. They are learning. They could not transit the season that wisdom is learning them. Behave like this. Don't do like this. Don't do like this. They were not submitting themselves to those instructions of wisdom within so that it can unleash power of attainment. Ever learning. Never able to come to knowledge of the truth. Therefore, they have a form of godliness, but they are denying power thereof. Power to bring forth continuous transformation. Because you cannot change. You cannot be renewed. You cannot be transformed without power involved. But power will not be at work in you until wisdom is beginning to teach you, counsel you, instruct you, guide you, lead you, and you are submitting to those counsel of wisdom. No, don't say like that. Go and apologize. Go and say sorry. Don't talk. And you are responding to those instructions of wisdom that is coming to you. But that instruction, that learning of wisdom, those things will never come if you have not gathered knowledge. So knowledge first, then learning follow, then power bring forth transformation, renewing, and change. You cannot be wise if you are not meek, lowly. And if you are meek, lowly, and contrite, it's a sign that you are wise in the spirit. Where you are ready to learn from people, you are ready to hear people, you are ready to sit down, gather with people, be ready to be fixed together, is a sign of brokenness. One way of showing our weakness is that you are ready to sit. Even sometimes, you may even know more than the person is talking. I mean to see, is that God used to bring your heart to the place of meekness so that you can attain into knowledge. You can attain to understanding. You can attain to judgment. You can attain to justice. You can attain into equity. You can attain into truth. You can attain into a wise counsel. And you can have come into increasing or learning. See, the way God designed the church, God purpose designed the church, why we must be coming and sit down. All one time, your pastor, your second leader, your association pastor may not be the most good English speaker. He may not be intelligent as you are intelligent. They don't lead us with intelligent men in the church. They design church to be able to cause us to submit so that we can learn and grow and increase. They brought a 30 years old man to be leading a man, Peter, that has knowledge of fishermen. Because everybody must be under subjection. And be humble, and be meek, and be broken, and be contrite. So that God's program of bringing for transformation and change can be possible. You cannot be a professor. You want to be a professor in church. If you're a professor, go and submit you to a pastor. Maybe he does not even finish university. Or he does not even, he only finished NC. But you are a professor. But you have to sit down there. Because God's hand will be upon that man to cause you to attain to what God wants you to attain into. He wants you to attain into being good. Because no man is good. That was the problem of the non-rich ruler. He came to Joker, called Joker a good master. Joker said, no one is good. The Joker began to say, go and do commandment. He said, I've been doing it. Joker said, okay, one thing you lack. Go and say what you have, distribute the poor. Then take up your cross and come and follow me. And you shall enter into life. He left alone because it was not meek enough. He no commandment, but it was not meek. He thought himself, I will lie sell everything and just come and join this order, this riffraff that is following you as disciple. Even if you want to go, I prefer to go to synagogue and sit down with Sanhedrin. They are on my stature. Oh, let me just talk to Jesus. Jesus, I can see you then. Jesus, you're a young man. We are things I can understand you. But to come and follow, no. I can't be a part of this, all these small boys. No, that are following that. They don't know where they are going to in life. God was not meek enough. So therefore, they can't attain wisdom. They can't attain to life. Couldn't attain it. So Jesus said, it is hard. It is impossible. It is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom. It's difficult for the rich. It's easier for a camel to enter to the eyes of needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Then he says, who is it? Say, with God, all things are possible. But with man, it's not possible. The wisdom that we are going to attain into is wisdom of faith. If you want to attain, so that's how you grow discernment. You grow discernment when you are learning faith, hope, and charity. Or you are learning righteousness. There's a righteousness of Christ, and there's a righteousness of God. You attain divine discernment and judgment when you are learning the righteousness of God or everlasting righteousness. Because for you to be able to do a work and find conversation that will do the good of God, you must have a very high righteousness within your soul. So the first righteousness a mighty man must learn, he said they have made Christ to us. Corinthians 1, Christ made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So how you know that you are submitting to the wisdom called Christ is that wisdom, does he show what is right according to Christ? What is righteousness? Righteousness is standard of what is right. Standard of righteousness that is right according to Christ's verdict. Not verdict of the church, not of good and evil. Not what the society calls right. Not righteousness of human right. Not righteousness of democracy. Does this thing seem right to you? And you are arguing as an organizing protest. And you are an activist. No. There's that which smells right to man is the way of death. There's that which smells right to man is the way of destruction. But come and learn what is right according to Christ. What is right according to Christ is what is life. Romans 8. For the body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life. Spirit is life. When you want to learn what is life, the spirit is life because of righteousness. The spirit, what does the spirit call righteousness? Not what flesh call righteousness. Not what man call righteousness. Not what the tree of knowledge of good and evil call righteousness. But what does the spirit of life call righteousness? Come and learn it. Come and learn it. Come and learn what is righteousness in the spirit. Not what is righteousness according to the man. Not what is righteousness according to the society. Not what is righteousness according to civilization. Not what is righteousness according to custom and tradition. Not what is righteousness according to tradition. Not what is righteousness according to your religion. Come and learn what is righteousness according to the spirits. Because the spirit know the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. The spirit of life that is in the Son of God. The spirit of life that's in the Father. The spirit of life that is of God. There's what the divine as what is righteousness. What the divine as what is righteousness is what is life. If you go for any other thing outside what the spirit of life, either of Christ, either of the Son of God, either of the Father, and either of God, if it's not according to the spirit of God, if it's not according to the spirit of Christ, if it's not according to the spirit of the Father, if you follow any other thing that is right, you will end up in death. You will end up in destruction. And so, what the spirit of life in Christ Jesus called life will make you free from sin and death. And if what is called righteousness can make you free from sin and death, then it is truth. So, any righteousness that is not according to the spirit of life of Christ, this is the life of God, the spirit of life of the Father, is death and destruction. Because every other thing has what they call rights, but they lead in death. It's a way of death. It's a way of destruction. And you will never attain to good because the fruit of the spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. That is either after godliness or that is after divine nature. So it can be good of righteousness and truth that is after godliness, or fruit of the spirit that is after goodness, righteousness, and truth that is after divine nature. Because godliness is a nature. Divine nature is a nature of divinity. And the manifestation or the expression of that good, that righteousness, and that truth is in love. That's when you say, truly, this man have attained good of godliness. You find it in his love, the life of love. So you don't need to say, ah, don't you know I'm a good man? No. We see, interpret that you're good by the love. People that are spiritually designed will tell that love work. If you move into the say, I'm good as God, people that have divine judgment and divine discernment will see it in the love expression. They will read it, the love expression. A natural man, carnal man, will not be the one. They are not the one to approve you. Your justification must be in the spirit. Men that are in the spirit, that knows life in the spirit, they are the one that are spiritual, that know that in the spirit, they are the one that should be able to read it. They are the one that can read it. They are the one that can interpret that thing. As the wind blow away, it listed, and you cannot tell. So it's the man that is born of the spirit. So the men that are born of the spirit, they will tell you that this man is spiritual. This man has spiritual, you know, we can see he's a good man. He's good with his good. He has a good heart. He has a good nature. A good nature of Christ is what they call godliness. A good nature of God is what they call divine nature. So godliness is the good nature of a man that have learned righteousness. He has been renewed in the spirit of his mind and spirit of his heart and has attained goodness. So when a man has obeyed righteousness, everlasting righteousness, he attained divine nature. And character of divine nature is that he has to love him. What's wrong? Love not the world. No, it's not the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So you know this man, the love of the Father is not out of him. He does not have the love of the Father. He can come to church and read the law. But by the time you see his decision and choices, you know, he has lust of this world. Spiritual people can see it in his choice of marriage. They see it. Ah! He still love this world. Ah! Love of this world is out of him. We can see him. He exalts the standard of this world more than he exalts righteousness. The righteousness. Yeah. So he will tell. You see, you can boast to men with lingua, but a member that has judgment, they can read you. They see in your divination. They see it in your actions. When they set you to taste on step, but you're dragging your feet, they say, no. When everybody taking action that we made them to die, action that we made them, and their death is they are showing love life. And they can't express love. When they say, we're expecting to show to generate a kind of love commandment, love conversation, love expression, but you slack back. They will know, because spiritual. It's not godly. They can see it, but they will not talk. They will keep going. They know it. That what was talking about in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the last three verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But the natural man is not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritual unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually designed. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yea, himself is judged of no man. For we have known the mind of the Lord. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct. To what is meant? That he can tell. To instruct, he can tell. To instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. How do we attain the mind of Christ? We attain the mind of Christ through learning the wisdom that is spiritual, which is to learn the wisdom of the spirit life that is in Christ. Then you attain a wisdom. You attain to discretion. You attain into understanding of wisdom. You attain into judgment. You attain into subtlety of wisdom. You have acquired things. Then you can instruct. How are you instructing? You say, who gave you power to instruct me? The man that instructing you, you have exercised himself in a wisdom. And by this wisdom, you have received instruction of wisdom, instruction of understanding, instruction of judgment. You receive instruction of subtlety. You receive instruction of equity. He kept on receiving. And he has attained unto wise counsel. And he has increased his learning. He has learned Christ and learned the ways of Christ, learned the thought of Christ. He is godly. So when he's showing you love, sometimes he may shout on you, but he's showing you of love. But a natural man say, he shouted on me. He shouted on me. A natural carnal man cannot see when you shout. But when the spiritual man shouts, no, don't do that. But a man that we appreciate is a man that is spiritual. So God, no, that thing that is a jealousy. It's a jealousy that he wants to protect spiritual thing. That make him to shout so that I does not break law of life. He wants to make me to obey God. That's why it's sweet on me. That's why it's hard on me. So he will read it. But a natural carnal person say, you enter to your shell. Because you cannot tell that man behavior in the spirit. He's showing love to you, but you don't know that it's a love work. Because the love work that you know is that he gave me seed, he pampered me, you know. Yeah. Because that's what you can tell. You cannot tell like a spirit tell righteousness. You cannot tell like a man that has without discernment tell righteousness. You cannot tell like a man that has attained wisdom tell life. You see, the Lord will bless us so. I feel that the Lord is downloading so many resources to us. Because the Lord wants us to be born into light and life. To see. So he said in that 1 Corinthians 2, it is who have known the mind of the Lord. He know. So that knowing the mind of the Lord is what that Proverb 1 was saying. To know wisdom and instruction. To the mind of the world. But we have the mind of Christ. To have the mind of Christ means know wisdom and instruction. Because every word is profitable. To direct, for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Can you say, what's righteousness? In life. Righteousness is life. Because the spirit is dead because of sin. The body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life because of righteousness. So righteousness is life. The spirit is life because of righteousness. That means the spirit is life as a result of righteousness. As a result of exercise in righteousness. Then you have attained into a life that is only spirit that you can find it. And that righteousness is because the Spirit spell it out to you. It's by revelation of righteousness. So that righteousness, you cannot attain it by learning. You need to hear it. That's why God raised this minister to teach righteousness. And when you teach righteousness, you teach faith. A teacher of righteousness of the Spirit of life in Christ is a teacher of faith, hope, which is by faith. It's righteousness, which is by faith. So it's righteousness that is by faith. You can't attain that righteousness except through learning faith. And you learn faith and learn hope that faith will deliver. And learn love commandment that faith will deliver to you. You have to hear it. After you have heard, you accumulate it as knowledge, as precept. Then wisdom will not cut to start us to start learning it and instruct you around it, guide you, lead you, subject you as you are studying into it. Then power will come in as we are doing it. Power will come in to bring forth transformation, renewing, conversion will start taking place. So you must learn Christ as a wisdom before you learn Christ as a power. Power is for performance. Power is to get the work that you are learning done on your inside. To install it on your inside. When power is at work, then you are changing, you are being converted, you are being transformed, you are being renewed, you are being conformed. You are doing the work and the energy to do the work is being delivered to you by power and it's getting it done in solution. Because it's not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit. So it's the power of the spirit is doing the work done. That's those who are kept by the power of God, through faith. So it's that power that is working you. Yeah. I felt that God will help our heart. This thing that is coming in this season, they are serious teaching. You know? If you will submit yourself to it and walk by it, in the next 6 months, 1 year, there's going to be a rising. Something will rise up on your inside. I know it. God wants us to attain. I see urgency and love in the heart of Jesus. To bring us to the place of attainment and to bring us quickly into conformity into this thing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Satisfy you really with his mercy and renew you. The Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.